An NPR listener recently tweeted, "Dear past self, why didn't you download the NPR One app sooner? Don't deprive yourself of audio bliss and don't eat that cheeseburger. Don't live your life with regrets. NPR One is ready to make your commute, waiting in line, or waiting for a cheeseburger better. Find NPR One on your app store." From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we turn our attention to hip-hop, specifically hip-hop made in Latin America. Just as in other parts of the world, hip-hop has had a very important social impact in Latin America, a continent with a variety of ethnic and cultural backgrounds. So this week, we dig deeper into that history with a book called La Verdad, an international dialogue on hip-hop Latinidades. It's a collection of essays from a dozen countries, all in the name of taking a critical and intellectual assessment of the music and its impact on identity. And I'm not going to be doing that all by myself. We have some special guests to help us with that. First, one of the editors of the book, Jason Nichols. He's a full-time lecturer in African American Studies Department at the University of Maryland and editor-in-chief of Words, Beat, and Life, the Global Journal of Hip-Hop. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And returning to Alt Latino is Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, our assistant producer and NPR Croc Fellow. Jessica, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Okay, we have lots to talk about, but let's continue to listening to the track that you took the title of the book from. This is called La Verdad, and it's by Hispanos Causando Pánico.
Soy un producto de mi medio ambiente. Estas calles me hicieron lo que soy para siempre. Estoy preparado para lo que se enfrente, porque lo que no me mata me hace más fuerte. Solo soy un producto de mi medio ambiente. Estas calles me hicieron lo que soy para siempre. Estoy preparado para lo que se enfrente, porque lo que no me mata me hace más fuerte.
That was La Verdad by Hispanos Causando Pánico. You know, hip-hop can sometimes be a divider, because some people don't get it, and I have to admit, age sometimes is a factor, okay? But it's also a powerful connector. You know, it started as an African-American expression, and now here in the United States, it just about every ethnicity embraces it, and it's saturated so many parts of our society, from entertainment to even McDonald's commercials, right?
Right.
And of course, it is spread to every single part of the globe.
And so, Jason, I was wondering if you could just start at the beginning. How close can you get to identifying how hip-hop made its way to Latin America?
So the first thing I would say is kind of make a little bit of an edit to what Felix just stated. Mm-hmm. And that is that many people say it was an African-American art form. And I would say it was an Afro-diasporic art form founded in the United States. So you had people, this is New York City. We're all familiar with New York City and how you've got people of different ethnicities. So, you know, the person who's credited with starting hip hop and throwing the first hip hop party is DJ Kool Herc, who is a Jamaican born and raised in Trenchtown. So when he came there and he kind of helped to form the culture, you had other people in the South Bronx. It's a very multicultural area. But all of the people are Afro descendants. So you had people from Jamaica, from Puerto Rico, from Trinidad, from the Dominican Republic, from Haiti, and also African Americans. And I think without that recipe, you would not have hip hop. So at the same time, you know, when I was growing up, so I was born in New York City, and I always went back there every summer because my grandmother owned a brownstone in Spanish Harlem. And so when I would go back and forth, one of the things, you know, you would always say, it's, you know, to all my friends, I'd be like, yo, where's Hector? Oh, Hector went back to Puerto Rico. You know, so people would go back and forth. There was always this kind of exchange. So when I'm asked the question, when was hip-hop introduced to Latin America. I think it was probably always there, and without the influences of Latin America, we wouldn't have hip-hop as it exists today.
That's an important point to make.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times that gets left out.
I'm really curious to know, how did each country adapt hip-hop within their own culture, even though it did have a lot of Latin American influences, but how did it adapt in, like, Ecuador, for instance, or Bolivia?
I think every country on the globe, everybody adapts their culture to hip-hop. So you find elements of themselves in hip-hop. It's the same thing we do here in the United States. If you go down south, you'll hear certain things that remind you of Southern culture, remind you of the blues, remind you of all these things that are part of their musical traditions. And dance movements and so on and so forth. So it's the same thing that you'll find if you go to, you know, Mexico, or you were to go to Bolivia, or you were to go to Brazil. Like, you're gonna find them adapting their culture to the spirit of hip hop. And that's really what hip hop is about. It's really about, in my opinion, taking things that already exist and reshaping them.
Enough talking about music. Let's hear some music real quick.
Sounds good.
So on the topic of connecting communities, I brought in this track from Afro-Panamanians, Los Racas. They're based in Oakland. And they kind of have this really interesting and unique fusion, what they call Pana Bay, which is Panamanian and Bay Area influences. And this track is called Africana, which is an ode to Black women's beauty.
Quiero chombita, mi corazón siempre por ti brinca. Mami, tu piel es bella y bonita. Echa pa'lante, dale negrita, negrita.
África, África.
Africa.
Africana by the group Los Racas from the Bay Area, and we are proud to say here at Alt Latino that we've been playing Los Racas almost from the beginning, from their first EP, so it's great to hear them anytime, especially in the context of what we're talking about today.
And so this track touched upon gender issues, and so if you could talk to us, Jason, a little bit about how hip-hop in Latin America shook up things in terms of gender and sexuality.
Well, I think one of the cool things that comes out of the book is that you see that there are a lot of MCs that happen to be female that have really made a lot of noise. And they brought up these issues. So it's not just Los Racas who talk about odes to black women's beauty. You have artists in Cuba and other places that articulate this themselves. You know, black women saying, no, black women are beautiful. Black women are strong. Black women have the freedom to identify sexually however they want. So I think, you know, hip hop, one of the beautiful things about hip hop, and the reason I think it appears in a lot of marginalized communities, is because people plant the flag and they are ready to state what it is they believe and what they believe in, even if it's unpopular amongst the larger society. People are open to being rebellious. And I think, you know, we've seen that from a lot of women who have talked about women's issues, talked about sexuality issues throughout Latin America.
Based on your research for the book and your own personal listening, who are some of the artists that you think effectively transmit that idea that of engendering, of empowering women in song and in performance? Put you on the spot, man.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'll say, and I hope I'm saying her name correctly, I saw her perform, Anna Tishu. I've been a fan of her music, even though I don't know how to pronounce her name. You know, I've been a fan of her music for a while.
I think it's interesting that Anna Tishu is probably one of the biggest names in hip-hop coming from Latin America. And the contrast in that it's some of the bigger names coming from Latin America are female artists.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's very interesting.
Okay, we've been talking about her. Now let's hear some of her music. This is Rio Abajo by Anna Tijoux.
Soy el agua, soy la vida, soy la madre de la fuente cristalina, soy un canto musical de claves, soy la llave de este mundo y su brebaje, soy la lluvia que te brinda el aguacero, el chubasco permanente de amor verdadero, soy el volcán del cielo. La lava creciente que recorre los campos de hielo. Soy la hija de la tierra. Soy la amante que cultiva los frutos y su siembra. Soy el rocío que salpica fulminante. Los rayos de sol, un arcoíris penetrante. Soy dulce, soy salada. Soy la pluma de la flecha andina con su danza. Soy la esperanza de mi pueblo. Soy la promesa intacta. Soy la sangre de este suelo. Soy el consuelo, soy la cura. Soy la figura más pura, soy la nieve, soy la bruma. Soy la cascada que salta por catarata. La súbita regata de vida que nos retrata. Yo soy la piel de todos. Soy el copo de nieve que llora por tus ojos. Soy esa fuerza que se precipita en el centro del capullo donde nace la semilla. Apresar mi amor es demasiado enorme. No me sujetan tus cadenas. No quepo en tus embalses. Ni me atrapan tus represas. Y aunque quieras controlarme, yo fluyo río abajo sin que puedas dominarme. No me encierran tus botellas. Yo regalo agua. Desde la cordillera no hay minera que pueda sustraerme. No hay manera que tu regadío pueda ni robarme la fértil abundancia que yo traigo en mi equipaje. Yo vengo a compartir vida en este viaje. No hay fuerza que supere mi naturaleza ni máquina alguna que tenga mi destreza. Le cantaba así la abuela Brillo, susurrándote dulce en el oído. Soy el agua, soy la vida, soy la madre de la fuente cristalina. Soy un canto musical de claves. Soy la llave de este mundo y su brebaje. Soy la lluvia que te brinda el aguacero, el chubasco permanente de amor verdadero. Soy el volcán del cielo. la lava creciente que recorre los campos de hielo.
So, Jason, you have a co-editor. Let's shout her out, and maybe you can talk a little bit about what she does.
Oh, absolutely. So, Melissa Castillo Garceau is pretty much she's my road dog. She's my she's my right hand. We roll together all the time in academic endeavors and also just in life as friends. She is also a managing editor at Words, Beats, and Life. So we work side by side on that. She's written four books or edited, written or edited four books, and she hasn't even finished her doctoral program yet. So she's got more accomplishments than many tenured professors have. She's got a book on Afro-Latino poetry, as well as a book of fiction called Pure Bronx with a professor at Fordham. And it's really excellent.
Now, give us an idea of who some of the writers are in the book, because it's a collection of essays. If you right. just, what part of the world they're from, and just some of the people that you invited to be part of this.
So we've got a group of really interesting authors that contributed. All the authors did a stellar job, and we're really proud of the book.
All right, Jason, one more question about gender. The book focuses on the Chicana rapper Siwatse. Talk to us a little bit about that chapter and her work to develop a grassroots-based audience for her music.
I think Chicanas also have just made a really, really big imprint on West Coast culture, and you see it actually even in African-American artists now. A lot of them are copying Chicana styles, and you see, for example, I was thinking about Rihanna.
Yeah.
You know, she's been wearing a lot of Chicana styles. And you know, to take it farther outside of gender, a lot of styles that we associate with African American artists on the West Coast actually started in Chicano communities, and there's been a big exchange, even though those communities are oftentimes separated. So, you know, things like lowriders and khaki suits and things we associate with you know, artists like Snoop Dogg, a lot of that is cultural exchange. You really don't know where it started. And, you know, many people would argue that it started in Chicano communities. So for that reason, it would make sense that Chicanas are, you know, big, big figures as far as Latinas, and that they would represent feminism well.
Now let's hear a track from Siwatse. This is called All Sides.
The revolution has come.
All the peace.
It's time to pick up the gun.
The
revolution has come.
To all my soldiers on the east side, what's up with the north side? All my homies on the south side, give it up for the west side.
Nuestra gente no vivía con divisiones, nomás un pueblo compartiendo la cultura, los valores, las tradiciones de cada cuatro puntos, cada cuatro direcciones. we were on the sandwich before united till the devil got us all caught up. Now we divided, norteños, sureños, Crips, Bloods, Africanos, Mexicanos, Salvadoreños, Pandilleros, screaming hoods we don't even own, fighting over crumbs while they occupy our home. Now we're living, now we're dying, barely surviving in this poverty, heartbreaking misery. Look and you will find the answers in your history. It ain't a mystery when you and I can see. It comes down to this, so let me see my raza raise a brown fist to this. Fight for this, die for this, will you risk your life for this? Like a mami's abuelitas, adelitas, como Ramona, Hasata, Mumia, Zapata, and all the rest of my low-down revolucionarios. Brown, black, soldados, que jamás serán olvidados, jamás serán olvidados. Black and brown, running black, gonna take it all back. Click, clack, hear it, click, clack. But first we gotta unite before we could fight. East side, west side, south side, north side, all sides on one side. Cause it's all about the unity, starting with our own communities, understanding who's your enemy. Don't be blind to these wicked war strategies. Put an end to the killing of your own family. A sick reality, wicked war strategy. Don't be blind, cause we need you on the front lines. We need you on the front lines. We need you on the front lines. Don't be blind, cause we need you on the front lines.
West side, west side.
We're talking about hip-hop made in Latin America with Jason Nichols. He's the editor of La Verdad. It's a recently published book of essays about hip-hop in Latin America. We should also point out that when we say Latin America, that doesn't mean it's strictly rap en español. Lots of indigenous people are rapping in their own languages.
Absolutely. So one thing I want to say is that with the book, we tried to identify Latino, the identity Latino, as broadly as possible. So we included places like Haiti, you know, where they'll speak Creole, or, you know, other places as well. But at the same time, you know, anyone who studies colonialism knows that one of the earliest things that colonialists do when they take over an area is try to take your language away. Mm. You know, that takes your identity in a way. You start to think. Your thinking is limited to the ways of the oppressor, you know, and your identity gets wrapped around that that language. And so these rappers are making a statement when they start rapping in indigenous languages, basically saying, no, I'm not part of this oppressive culture or this kind of colonialism that happened to my forefathers.
I'm really interested to talk a little bit about Brazil as well. You mentioned Brazil. And I just found it very empowering and just super intrigued about the first time I went to a hip hop event in Brazil. It was in Rio de Janeiro. And I'm not born in the 80s. I'm a 90s baby. But this is what I imagined going into a hip hop scene back in the 80s in New York or in the United States. Because to my left, there was B-boys battling. And to my right, there was graffiti writers. And then in the middle, there was people starting to freestyle. It was just so lively. And they were using a public space because it took place under a bridge, under the train. And just that was just very interesting, and how Brazilian culture really, really embraces the old school, like New York, very community style of hip hop.
Well, if I can do a quick plug, I will say that the journal, we have an issue coming out in Words, Beats, and Life that is completely devoted to Brazil and Brazilian hip hop. And as I said, if you don't have the culture industry there, there is a certain purity that's going to be there, because no one dictates what the culture looks like. There's not some guy in an office that dictates what the culture looks like and who's famous and who's well-known and who's recognized. It's much more organic. And I think that's what you experienced in Brazil. And the way that people build community, that's what I find so fascinating, is what you saw there was people building a community.
And so this song that I chose is called Amor Popular. It's by Rapadura. He's from Fortaleza, Ceará, which is the northeast of Brazil. And when a lot of people think of the northeast of Brazil, there's this marginalization as if the government forgot about this part of the country. And he uses a sample from a song from Luiz Gonzaga, who's a famous Brazilian singer and brought a lot of northeastern culture, like the music Baião, to the mainstream. And this song is called Amor Popular by Rapadura.
Hey, hey, uh-huh. Fita embolada do genho. Oxe, segura essa cabra, vai Gonzagão. Ha, fala por mim.
Ei, meu pai, pela vida fora, atravessamos duas gerações.
Oxe.
As alegrias que sentimos juntos, somos parceiros do tempo.
Chegue-se, aconchegue, menina, chegue, meu bem. Se chega aqui pertinho de mim, que teu calor me faz bem. No arrasta pé, que bole, mulher, que mexe fulô, que faz suor descer pelo pé. Moia, meu amor, faz a palhoça, pega fogo, incendia coração. Corpo colado ao outro, tremendo de emoção. Vai se juntando todo esse chão, deixa a solidão. Deixa as palmas de mão bater, deixa a bomba trazer multidão. Pra ver o dia clarear, fazendo a sanfona gemer. Pro meu povo se alegrar, adoçar o viver. Que possa ser o dia mais bonito que já se viu. Por tudo que se floriu, por tudo que se sentiu, felicidade explodiu. Todo sertão se buliu. Todos souberam que foi no Brasil que isso surgiu. Tipo rap com baião, tipo canção com batidão, tipo rapadura e velho zagão. A melhor dupla do sertão. Faz poeira subir no terreiro, levanta defunto. No meio do tumulto, mais chique é o Chico Matuto. Todo mundo junto no ralabucho, que é o que mais presta. Na batida das panelas, João Brás alegrando a festa. Que convidou Januário junto com Zé Macaxeira. Chamou Heleno Ramalho, não deixa apagar a fogueira. Falei com a mulher rendeira, tão chegando as lavadeiras, trazendo a cantiga que mexe com essa catiga inteira. Posso sentir teu calor, posso sentir teu amor, sinto teu cheiro de flor. E cada sonho que dança nos braços da esperança, canta a criança com mais de um senhor. Nossa cantiga pra abraçar o amor popular, nossa cantiga pra beijar o amor popular, tanto ia despertar o amor popular, trouxe minha gente pra cantar. Oxi, tem tapioca, mucunzá, arrasta pé pra dançar, fogueteiro pra alegrar, um fole pra se tocar, tem gente ainda pra chegar, vestido pra se rodar, cabra retada a cantar, faz a cunha flutuar, os culumes se desinvestam quando se encontram, fazem ciranda, brincam de quadrilha, histórias contam, é coisa linda de ver, o repentista viola, o vaqueiro, boi, a caatinga, nos mais antigos, a escola tem nota do acordeon, patativa de assaré, caju e castanha no som, embolando contra a maré, teve a embolada no inferno e a embolada no céu, eu aplaudia a segunda beleza, pura é cordel. Pura beleza é frevo, é maracatu, capoeira. Tem jumenta lá de cachaça, tem de tudo na feira. Tem cabra embriagado que tem terreno no céu. Tem farinha e rapadura que é mais doce que mel. Isso é o que me faz feliz, vou celebrar minha raiz. Cantando na feira do livro com Chico de Assis. A transmitir meu calor, interpretando esse amor. Nessa saga toque Luiz Gonzaga, meu professor. Na casa do cantador Zé Cardoso e Sebastião. Acendam o lampião, arroche mais um baião. Arroche um shot, um machixe, um forró por um pé de serra. Vem meu amor popular a brotar dessa linda terra. Posso sentir teu calor, posso sentir teu amor, sinto teu cheiro de flor. E cada sonho que dança nos braços da esperança, canta a criança com mais de um senhor. Nossa cantiga pra abraçar o amor popular, nossa cantiga pra beijar o amor popular, a cantoria despertar o amor popular, trouxe minha gente pra cantar. Popular. Eu vou pedir pro meu pai de mandar uma chuva pra cá, pra essa lavoura crescer, manda a carúcia florar. Se todo esse céu chorar, a terra se juntará, o gado vai engordar, as coisas vão melhorar. Bota a cangaia no burro, pendura tudo que der, vou vender o que puder, seja o que Deus quiser. Sou lavrador, trabalhador, sou sonhador, cantador. Eu vim da seca, da palhoça, pra expressar meu amor. Pro culumim, pra escola que é preciso estudar. Dá pra cidade, da pedra, ele até pode se formar. É muito boa a leitura, transforma a criatura, traz uma nova escritura, expande nossa cultura. Toda essa gente tem garra, tem esperança no peito, tem tradições, tem talentos e merece mais respeito, merece oportunidade, pois capacidade tem. E é por isso que eu amo o Norte e Nordeste, o verdadeiro.
A tradição desse meu pai velho é conservada na alma do povo, partindo junto das nossas raízes para as fronteiras de um mundo novo. Eu e meu pai pela vida fora, atravessamos duas gerações. Alegrias que sentimos juntos, somos parceiros dos recordações.
And the other thing about hip-hop, I think that we can sum this all up with, too, is that like other forms of music from jazz and rock and roll, it's like it comes from the youth.
I think it's a social movement, and those are always going to be led by youth. I do think hip-hop is growing, even in those countries, as it gets older. But the thrust of the movement, particularly the social part, will always come from youth. because that's where the energy is.
Yeah, that's where the life is.
Absolutely.
So, Jason, there's a lot to chew on this book, a lot to process, a lot to love. It's called La Verdad, an International Dialogue on Hip-Hop Latinidades. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Jason edited the book along with Melissa Castilla-Garso and Jessica Diaz-Hurtado. Thank you for sitting in the studio with us again.
Thank you.
Jessica also is the producer of this show, so thank you for all the hard work. Okay, Jason, which song should we end the show with? You get to choose, man.
Oh, man. Okay, so I think I'm going to go with Latin Lingo by Cypress Hill.
Old school.
Absolutely. Hey, I said we're the old guys.
That's a good one.
Okay, before we close out with Cypress Hill, we want to remind you that you can hear all the songs that we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow Alt Latino on Facebook and Twitter. Jenny's trying to hide you, but wait, they're clowning on me because of my language. I have to tell them straight up, it's called Spang. Okay, Jason, where can we find information about the book on social media?
So you can definitely talk to me on Twitter if you have any questions at Real Doc Seuss. That's at RealDocSoos. And you can find the book absolutely on Amazon. You can also find the book at ohiostatepress.org.
Again, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, thank you.
My name is Felix Contreras, and this has been Alt Latino. As the hill gets stronger, don't be such a limp. What you got for that cabeza?